Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Hallelujah. Are you happy to be in church? If you have your Bible, lift it up. Lift up your Bibles. It's getting better. Say, this is my Bible. Lift it up. Lift it up. It is never a shame to have a Bible. I'm telling you. It is never a crime to have a Bible. You should be doing something bad if you don't have a Bible. You should be doing something. Brother, remove your Bible from your bag. Or it's not Bible. It's encyclopedia. Lift up your Bibles once again. Yeah. This is a proof that you believe in God. Say amen. Yeah. This is a proof. Your ability to own a Bible. And listen, I will not stop saying it. I will never stop saying it. You must have a Bible. If you declare willingly that you are a Christian, then one of the things that must show that you are a Christian is that you have a Bible. It's a physical evidence. Am I words too big? Or it's okay. You do monocotyledonous plants, so you can understand this one. Yeah. A proof that you are a Christian is this thing you are holding. Lift it up again. And say after me, say, this is my Bible. No, you see, say it so that the people who don't have it, they feel bad. Say, this is my Bible. Brother, put your, you are not holding Bible, you have lifted up. Which one is your Bible? Don't come and deceive yourself. Say, I read it every day. Chama, you are too big to lift your Bible up. Or your armpit is smelling. So lift it up. Say, I read it every day. I obey what is written therein. One mama King James for bro. Hallelujah. Yeah. Listen, one of the, if you go to certain schools, they tell that education is the best asset. It's true, mo. But to some extent. Yeah. To some extent. And you see, some of you, when I preach, it will look like I'm against school. I'm not against school. I'm a schoolboy. I went to school. I don't know if you can see that my head is working well. I've gone to school. The way I dress, the way I carry myself and I speak. If you see me, you know that I've gone to school. True of us. I'm not an illiterate. There are places I can enter, you can't enter. True of us. So you should know by now. Hey, you see. Stand up from there. Approach yourself. Come and sit here. That started. Come and sit here. Hey, the devil is a liar. Today we are casting all demons out. Come and sit here. Last week I was telling you that there are two determinants of your life. There are two things that will determine the outcome of your life. Education is not one of them. Beauty. I don't even know which of you is beautiful here. I don't know. I don't know whether you are bringing Janita to represent the white church or you are bringing Shelly. Look at Shelly's hair. 2 centimeters. There are people who have nice hair, long, long hair. Yeah, only 2 people have long hair. So, yeah. The 2 things that determine your life is a blessing and a curse. Honorable, sit well. Sit well. Don't sit like you are in the Pizza Hut. waiting for pizza.
It's a blessing and a curse. And listen, for you to be blessed, your blessing is tied to your obedience in the word of God.
I don't know whether you're understanding this preaching. I don't know. Are you understanding it? I'm not preaching. I'm not coming to preach. It's just the Bible thing I'm trying to address.
So, if you are here, you see, don't let somebody tell you that you are too young to own a Bible. But you are not too young to own a phone.
How many of you have phones? Lift up your hands. You have phone. Huh? Lift up. Jennifer, you don't have phone. So lift up your hand well so that we know that you have phone.
Yeah. Smartphone. I have people in this church who WhatsApp me on a daily basis. They have phones. People are here. They have iPad.
I'm not preaching to poor people. Rich people. Rich people. Just that I don't have car. But one of these days, your car will arrive. And the people here believe the preaching more than the people here.
I said, very soon, your car will arrive.
Amen. Your father cried, doesn't have car. He want car. Your father, the one who born you, doesn't have car. He want car.
Hallelujah. So, it should be one of your prayers that a lot of blessing is spoken over your life than a curse.
I'm preaching well. Yeah.
Don't let anybody lie to you that you are too young to serve God. You are never too young. Nobody sitting down here is too young to serve God.
Yesterday I was walking down
looking for Bible
to buy for my son who cannot talk. Bible. It's in my office. I went to get Bible.
60 Ghana cedis.
You say I don't have anything to do with my money. But I know what I'm doing. I've written his name inside.
The day his eyes will open, he will know that he has a Bible.
Yeah.
I am trying to make you understand, young people, that listen, your life...
You see what he's doing? You see what she's doing? She's not... Her mind is not even here.
Your life is deep.
Am I shouting too much? It's okay. I'm wearing white shirt today. I don't want the white shirt to be dirty. So I have to be gentle. Oh, I'm not gentle today. I'm getting gentle. Beautiful. I'm not preaching what I'm supposed to preach.
So listen, brothers and sisters.
Brothers and sisters.
If somebody makes a mistake, that what do you want? You see, how long have you been coming to this church? But you don't have a Bible. This is you sitting down here. If we should go to your school, you have exercise book, you have masset, you have drawing board. But when it comes to church,
it's when I told you I bought Bible for my son, 60 cedis.
I saw another Bible, the 25 cedis, I said I will not buy. I saw another Bible, the 45 cedis, I said I will not buy. I looked through a good Bible. Not Bible that when he see the Bible, he will curse me. He will say I'm an antichrist. I bought him a correct Bible. New Living Translation for children with pictures.
Say, pastor, that sister Ghana, he can pay my fees.
Yeah, he should pay your fees. Let it pay your fees. So you see, most of you, your parents are not even investing in you spiritually. That is why when you come here, it is my responsibility to supervise your spiritual growth.
It's a good place to put your hands. Why are you not putting your hands together? Assess it well. The next time I have to tell you to sit well, I'll pour water on you. Are you a newcomer? You're a new person. If you're a new person, you should sit well. Okay. Or you don't like me. Everything. Benedict is my friend Emmanuel. Sorry, I'm in the middle. Sorry, I'm in the why? Who feel it? How? And I'm going to share that feeling. You ain't chat of you. You're pouring a Beijing drink on my office. What? Beautiful.
Hallelujah. I should preach what I'm preaching today. For some time now, I'll be preaching from this book. Everybody say the yellow book. Say the yellow book. For some time now, this is what I'll be preaching for. It's called what? There are different type of books. We have green books. or a green book. Do you know the people that use the green book? Which people? Nurses use green book. Which people? Is that what? Agriculture.
They even speak sense.
This is called the yellow book. I will say the yellow book. I'm sure we pay school fees for all of you, true of us. Can you read what is on it? It says what? It says what? It says what? Key facts for new believers. Read what is behind. Key facts for a new Christian. How many of you are Christians? You are Christian. Yeah. Let me tell you. One day will come. I'm about to finish the preaching so that I can go and hold my son. One day will come. On that day, you see how your friends are wearing black, the same way they wear black, and you'll be laid in state. That is where you know that many things, or all the things you came to do on this earth, they don't matter. If you know what church does for you, let me tell you, you will go to church 5 times in a week and go to school once. I don't know what church does. No. They told you that pastors eat your money. True of us. Is that not what they've been hearing? Yes, as you are going, you go and give pastor your offering and the pastors who have come, they eat, it's more small children. What do they need your offering for? Is that what they tell you? Yeah. You pay school fees. How much? Speak. How much is your school fees? How much is your school fees? You don't remember? Who knows his school fees? How much is your school fees?
300.5.
300.5. What does it mean? 3,000 or 300? 3,000. You say you pay 3,000 Ghana cedis.
Wow.
Rect Academy, 3,000. It's lying. Pay how much? 2,800. Everybody has 3,000. 2,800. Yeah, almost 3,000.
Yeah.
How much do you pay? Church fees. How much do you pay? Who again knows his school fees or her school fees? How much do you pay? 350 Ghana.
It depends on the school you go to. Some of you Korea, you don't pay fees at all.
Caleb, do you know your fees?
But when you get to school, they pay already. Hallelujah. You remember your fees? How much?
2,000. Oh, 2,000. Do you know 2,000?
20 million.
For one term. Or it's the whole year. One term. First term.
Yeah.
But it's because, do you know armed robbers? Who have heard of armed robbers? Prostitutes? Land guards? Those people, their parents send them to school and they pay 3,000 for them. But they ended up being drunkards. Or you think they didn't go to school? They speak good English.
Yeah.
Now, it's what I'm trying to arrive at is that your spiritual life matters. And so this book is going to guide us. This book is going to help us. As a young Christian, because being a Christian is a difficult thing. Anybody who tells you being a Christian is not difficult, the person has lied to you.
Put your hands together for the sound.
And put your hands together for me too. Some time ago, it wasn't like this. True of us.
Yeah.
When I started, it looks like I was very mad. Some of you were asking yourself, what is Pastor Ike doing? This is what I was trying to do. This is it. Is it not better than before?
It's better. Only one talent. Others have more.
Today, I'm preaching for chapter 12. The last chapter. It's not a syllabus. Okay? Wherever the Holy Spirit leads me, I'll preach from that chapter. But I'll be preaching from this book. Say amen. Say amen.
Beautiful.
Chapter 12 says that your role or your duty as a church member. That's the title of the preaching today. Your duty. Your duty, your role as a church member.
I'm preaching. Oh, I'm not preaching well. Preaching.
What is your duty as a church member? What is your role? What are you supposed to do? As you say that you are a member of this church, okay? What are you supposed to do? Everywhere you find yourself, there is something you must do. Okay? Yeah, if you find yourself at school, you have a duty. What is your duty at school? To study. That's why we are paying 3,000 for you. That's why you are paying 2,800. Hey, your parents, they are trying you. And you have three children. Yuji, how much is your fees? 2,800. And she to 2,800. And Jewel is how? 1,007. Eddie Boma can buy you and your father. Amen. Some way, somehow, God provides. Say amen. You will never be sacked for school fees in Jesus' name. And some of you still don't believe. I say you will never be sacked for school fees in Jesus' name. Yeah. What is your duty? What is your role? If you say you are a member of the Y Church, Sowutuom Apache, Anakazo Assemblies, Sowutuom Cathedral, what is your duty, Dockers? What is your duty? Shelly, as you have come to sit down in this church, Sunday after Sunday, what is your duty? What is your role? By now, all of you know what my role is. True of us. All of you. I don't have to tell you what I am here to do. You don't need a prophet to come and now tell you my duty here. You all know my duty. Lois, you don't know my duty? You know. But for you, I have to tell you your duty. But when you grow up and you are working at a place, as you are about to work, okay, before you even start working at a place, you will send what we call application letter. You write application to apply for the job. Okay? Then after you have applied for the job, then they give you, they call you for interview. Not many churches, not many jobs call you for. There are some jobs you don't need interview. When they look at your face is smooth. Fine girl. Fine. Start the job. Okay. There are some jobs they look at your face. They look at your beauty. There are some jobs they look at your brain. So a job that they look at your face, they don't pay you more. They pay you small. If they see, oh, fine girl, you have hips, everything, big buttocks, everything, nicely. Go and sit here. At the end of the month, they'll give you 200 Ghana cedi. But a job that you have to use your brain, they pay you more. You understand what I'm trying to say? So you can either invest in your breast or you invest in your brain. They are all B, but which one you like? If you have big breast, you heap the breast. Oh, your breast is shiny. Stand here. You are a receptionist. I don't know, 500 Ghana cedis. Yeah. But the one they said, no, the girl is intelligent. She's using brain. At the end of the month, 6,000 Ghana cedis. What for Jesus? So develop your brain more than you develop your breast. The most important part of your body is not your breast, it's your brain. Whichever way you get a job, but the pay is different. Yeah. My pay, my salary, it can pay all of you here, your school fees for 3 terms. If I start adding your fees, all of you. 1 month can pay all of you. Put your fees together, first term. It can pay second term, it can pay third term, 1 month. This guy has hope. He said, hey, pastor has money. Yeah, pastor has money. I'm not here for your one CD. Yeah. So what is your duty, Shelly? What is your duty as you are here? Now, your first duty in the church is that of a faithful attendee. Everybody say faithful attendee. You are learning English. Well, say faithful attendee. Say again. What is faithful attendee? Faithful attendee. Louisa. Faithful attendee simply means that you are a faithful church member. You attend church regularly. True of us. You must what? Attend church what? Regularly. Don't come and sit in front and sleep. Don't sit in front and sleep. I don't think my preaching is boring. Is it boring? It's not boring. So if you are sleeping, then it's from your hometown. Yeah. That of what? A faithful attendee. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2. 1 Corinthians 4 2. I'm going to give you 5 rules. Is it 5? Yeah, 5. So we are now 6. Hey, even 7. Quick. 1 Corinthians 4 2 says that, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. What's your name? That what? That blessing be found faithful. You must be a faithful church member. Decide to attend all services, all meetings, all programs organized by the church. Just as you cannot eat once a month, you cannot also say that you are attending church once a month. Wake him up. Stand on your chair. Stand up and stand on the chair. Stand on the chair. Climb the chair and stand on it. Yes. You come to church, come and sleep. You ate your kegari this morning. What did you eat this morning? What did you eat? Rice. Yeah, come and sleep. How many schools do you pass by before you get to your school? 3 schools. How many schools can you count? A lot. Car is sitting car. How many of you know that before you go to your school, you pass by so many schools? Or some of your school is behind your house. How many of you pass by so many schools before you get to your school? Beautiful. If you are going to school and you see, come, you come. You too come. Come, stand here. Come, stand here. If you are going to school and you meet this girl going to a school, will you follow her? Why? That's not the school you attend. Will you follow this girl if you see that? I don't know if you have seen that some school, their uniform is nicer than yours. Do you follow them to their school? Nobody does that. Who is here? If your school is here, another school too is here. Your school is like that. The same school, in the two school in the same area. So that if they are shouting, you can hear it in your school. How many of you, which school is close to your school? Top Ridge. If they are doing something, you can hear it in your school. Which school is close to your school? Your pass. If they are doing something, you can see them in their school. Yeah, what school is close to your school? He cares. But have you been in your school that you have run to? What class are you? What class? Class 4. Have you run to He cares class 4 and go and sit there and write exams with them? No, nobody does that. So I want to tell you that this is your church. Clap for Jesus. This place where you are, this place, Lord, is why you're not clapping. You are not happy about the preacher. This place, when you sit down preaching well, then you clap. And it's a sign that I'm the preacher. I'm not preaching well. Because you're not encouraging the preacher at all. Nobody here goes to somebody's school. And so, your aim, your role as a church member is that you are a bona fide property of this particular church. Hallelujah. You don't just wake up. Today I feel like going to Pentecost. And you go to Pentecost. Today I feel like going to Presby. If you do that, you are what we call a church prostitute. You know prostitute? Prostitute is somebody who moves from man to man. Today you are there, no, I'm going to Methodist. Then you go. When you go and come back, no, you are the next week. Today I feel like going to Pentecost. You go. You are not. If you do that, you will never become a serious human being or a serious Christian. Hallelujah. I'm explaining it for you to understand. Yeah. So he said that, moreover, it is required in steward, it is required in church members in white church to be found committed. You must be committed. You must. He said, this is my church. The day you are getting married, this is your church. The day you die, this is your church. This is what I want you to understand, that this is my church. The way you can say that this is my school is the same way you should be able to say that this is my church. Those of you came to meet me, I don't know what they do in Pentecost. Do you know his house? Do you know his house? Do you go to eat in his house? If they do jollof in his house, you go and eat some? Do you go to his house to go and eat back when no close to you? No. Eat in your house. I said, do what? Eat once a while, then we eat pizza. Who eat pizza every day? Who here eat pizza? If your father is even rich, you don't eat pizza every day. So if you, the last time you ate pizza was the year 2015. You have been just seeing pizza box in the boiler. Say, hey, people are eating though. So if you, the word cornflakes, you only saw it in the book. The word cornflakes. Yeah. That thing called sardine, you saw the conco in your landlady's boiler. When did be cried that? But let me tell you, what is, look, this is your church. Yeah. Do you know why it is important to have one church? Should I tell you why it's important to have one church? Life is mysterious. Yeah. Now, can you imagine that I have different churches? I go to Lighthouse, I go to Pentecost, I go to Methodist, I go to ICGC, I go to Presby, Catholic, where? Christ Embassy, House of Deliverance, International Ministry, Run for Your Life Chapel, Quench the Fire Ministries. What? Four square, three triangle, one line action. All these things are churches. God is coming soon, Chapel International. Yeah, Friends of Judas, International Ministries Chapel, Jesus Camp, and all that. Today, or yesterday, when I was doing my naming, which of the pastors am I going to call? Have you thought of it? Yeah. But because I have one pastor, I called him. How many fathers do you have? About one father. It's one district, one factory. One constituency, one ambulance. Why do you have three churches? Why do you have three churches? You see, I want you to understand something that, look, faithfulness is something you need to learn it today. Sit down, brah, sit down. Afina, I'm me, ya sani, transi. Your shoe is smelling. Guys, let me tell you, your church is your church. This is your church. Yeah. This place is your church. Your role, your duty is to be a faithful church member who attends church regularly. You go to school regularly. Don't you go to school regularly? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You even go for Saturday classes and Sunday classes too. You go in the house. Extra, all these things. Your parents never see that somebody is collecting your money. But the day you come to church and you give one Ghana, it's a news. There's some Pastor B at Lighthouse. They say he's called Pastor Ike. Ujijijijin kwala no sika. Matikra se na sekra de otrika bm se saska no de kotoka. Yeah. Do not let the devil embellish. I'm using the word when you go home, look for sit well. Sit well. You were here when I said this guy should sit well. Why are you sitting down like a bush penny? Huh? I then mubush anu no da no. Oh, no, that bush anano. I wash your chains for first. I do free our quay yebiana. Faithful. Ever say faithful? Yeah, you must be faithful. What we have, many churches don't have it. To those of you who have moved through a lot of churches, you can understand what it means to be here. Yeah. To those of you who have gone through several churches, you can tell what is happening here. But I pray that we'll become faithful people. I said we'll become faithful people. Yeah. There are some churches, every Sunday, they change their children's pastor. Yeah. Since you came, have they changed me before? You've been meeting me here. You've been meeting me here. Some of you, I started pastoring you when you were very small. A faithful church member. You must be faithful. I am drumming it down. Is it now that you are leaving? When we were in the canteen there, carrying benches, I have to lock up and down. We were struggling with chairs. I don't know if we were here when we bought this chairs. Hey, collecting envelope. Some time ago, we never had a chair. We used to use benches. And we came to this very nice auditorium. Then our problem was sound. we've done. Do you know why I didn't remove this thing? I wanted you to know that it's a brand new. If you buy a shoe and you want the pot to know that the shoe is brand new and you don't remove the tag, it's just it's a brand new thing. I say that things are working. Then you say that you are leaving. You can't leave. You cannot go like that. You see, sometimes some of the churches you say you are leaving to go to. Not every church is a church. Some of the churches are game centers. Yeah. Some of the churches you say you want to go to is a bank. A game center. It's a game center in a bank. But I pray that you be a faithful church member. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 2. Moreover, that scripture, underline it. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2. Moreover, it is required. It is a requirement. One of the is when we say something is required, it means that it is needed. Without it, you cannot move. It is needed. It's a requirement. Just as it is a requirement for you to go to school.
Yeah. Some time ago, I used to bring something. They call it F-Cube. F-Cube on course. It used to be a program. FQ stands for Free Compulsory Universal Basic Education. Free Compulsory Universal Basic Education. And it's required that everybody should go to school. Then we came to something called Girl Child Education. That send your girl child to school. They've done now. All the girls have gone to school. Now they are more intelligent than the boys. Sometime ago, girls don't go to school. They are in the house. But because of such, it is required. So when they come to the house and they see that somebody is not going to school, they arrest the mother. Why is your son not going to school? Why is your daughter not going to school? Moreover, it is required that you stay. That you stay. That you stay. If you have a mind, I'll come to church here next week. Next 2 weeks, I'm moving to this church. You have turned yourself into church ambassador. Visiting churches by heart. But you will stay. I said you will stay. I said you will stay. Tell yourself, I will stay. Tell yourself, this is my church. I am committed. I will stay.
Yeah, must stay. One day I was there. I had a call. Early Saturday morning from somebody. And the person was telling me that he wants me to come and officiate her wedding. I said, wow. Saturday morning. They are now telling me to come officiate your wedding. Then I asked her that, where is your pastor? You know it's pastors who officiate weddings, not fetish priests. Yeah. I said, where is your pastor? Then she started, oh. You see, when you ask people questions, they start with, oh, he's come to speak foolishly. Oh, my pastor cried. Stop it. Stop it. You don't go to church. You don't go to church. If you go to church, you have a pastor. I said, when you go, or if you go to church, you have a pastor. I pray that may we become faithful young people in this church. In Jesus' name. Amen. Number 2. Your second role in the church is that of a stable Christian. Everybody say stable Christian. Everybody say stable Christian. Yeah. Some people are not stable. Yeah. You must be planted in the church and be established here. Oh, I'm not preaching well. You must be established. You must be established. When we say you are established, it means when we say something is unstable, it means that thing doesn't remain at one place. Yeah. You must remain at one place. Some of your parents, they are not stable. Today, there's some prophet who say they should come, so I will bath them. Next week, they say some miracle where Kabi is at this thing. Amomole is going. The following day, they say there's some all-night be at Kwashima Park. This prophet there, he's hot. If you go, things will happen quick. Then you are going. Every day, people are looking for something new. But if you see a tree is always stable. There is a prize. There is a reward for people who are stable
in the house of God. The book of Psalm, chapter 92, verse 12 and 13. Psalm 92, verses 12 and 13. Are you there? Very soon our screen will come. Our screen will come. Do you believe or you don't believe? You have to believe. You have to believe. Psalm 92 verse 12 and 13 says that the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. May you flourish like the palm tree. May you flourish like the palm tree. May you flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like the cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the court of our Lord. It's clear. Listen. Listen, look at my face. For being in church alone, without doing anything, there's a blessing for you. Before, when you do something in the house, there's also another blessing for you. That's when you see people who have been in church for a very long time, eh? They are blessed people. Stable Christians. Stable. They don't move. Why do you want to move as a young girl? Why do you want to move from one place to another? If you keep transplanting a plant, today you plant it here. Tomorrow you remove it, plant it here. Next week you remove it, plant it here. What will happen to the tree? It will die. Some people have done agriculture. Clap for yourselves. Agric science. Yeah. You planted beans. It germinated small. No, you won't take your time. Then you go uproot it. You say, I'm going to plant it behind your house where when you bath, the water has been passing. When you planted it there, so that some car say no, the car will spoil it. You have removed it, you're going to plant it here. About five other places, that plant, it will wither. It will die. Let me use the word you all understand. Yeah. It will die. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Yeah. It will die. That is the way when you keep transplanting yourself. When you keep transplanting, you know, like this choir you are in, a lot of things will make you sad. A lot of things make you, something make you sad. But you don't leave the choir because you are sad. You'll be angry. Has your sister not done something for you to be angry before? Have you left the family? No. We don't leave family like that. This place is a family, true of us. We are one. This is a family. Has your twin sister not done something for you to be angry before? Have you changed your name from Ansan to Usu? No. You two are a twin. Where's your twin sister? She's there. Have you not fought with her before? Blow to blow. Have you packed your things and left? Nobody does that. So when you join choir, so they will give you front seat. You realize that you came now. They say they collected the microphone from you. We shall see. Next week. They don't know what is happening. As I said, my speech, they don't know. I've called my friend B at House of Deliverance Chapel International Ministry. I'm going to join that church. No, we don't do that. You stay. Who is here? Your mother slapped you before. Show my hands. Your mother slapped. And you could feel the sound here. That night, you pack your things. Did you pack your things? So, there starts in every family, there are issues. Eh? Every house, there are issues. Every church, there are issues. Jennifer, this is church. You'll be angry. You'll be sad. Somebody will insult you. I'm telling you. I have some boys, they stop the church because they say somebody insulted them. No, they said the way I preach, they don't like it. Or I shout too much. Or yeah, I shout at people. So they don't like, they like peace. If you're a child and nobody shouts at you, you are a sport child. Yeah. If there's nobody that can shout at you, you are a sport child. Me, my mother, she doesn't shout at me. Yeah, she's spoiling you. Like when I was asking, how many of you, your parents have slapped you before? And you have not lifted up your hand? Or they've never slapped you before? You're not serious. That your father or your mother should have slapped you once in your lifetime. Kate, they've slapped you before? Ah, can imagine. Child, they've slapped you before? Hey, you, pa. You two, they slap you. Ah, then they've slapped everybody before. Who has never been slapped before? Me say, they've not slapped me before. Ah, yeah, last born. That's why.
These last baby people, they are not serious. They misbehave, they don't slap them. Jojo, have they slapped me before? Hey, Jojo too. And yes, I've been receiving the belt. Yeah. They should beat you. Don't say, they shout too much. They do this too much. Yeah, we must shout to correct you. If we don't shout to correct you, you become a sport child.
And we be here or two. Then run you to your own. Yeah.
Those that be planted, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God.
You flourish.
I said you flourish. Your amen is weak. I said you flourish.
Before you see, you have finished EHS. Before you see, you have completed SHS. Before your eyes will open, you are in the university.
When your eye open again,
pam 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 pam, pam 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 pam, pam 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 pam. Oh, that day.
I can't imagine. Before your eyes will open again, you are driving V8.
Oh, clap well. This is what God will do with your life. Yeah. This is what God will do with your life. You come to church, say, hey, you people go up there. Pastor Emma is up there. Me, I'm up here. Tell your children to come. Hey, go, go. He's there. You go and shout at you people small. Me, I'll go and shout at them small. Yeah. But that's what God will do. Today I met somebody. The person look at him and say, hey, Pastor Ike. I said, what? When I look at you, it's like you are blessed. As he was talking, and said, what? He said, you will not see it, but I can see it. That is how your life will be. I said, that is how your life will be. Yeah. And now when they buy milk, one in the house, everybody will use it. They'll give you one teaspoon, small. Don't do that tomorrow. Your father will come and use it to do tea. Your main problem is that you steal milk. But one day you use one tin of milk to do garri sokins. You use one tin of milk. Some of you in sausage, it's only when you go to school. Small one, they cut the 50 pesos. Hey! Egg. Kusiyani meko. Egg. Kind of like eating kusiyani meko. At school. As you are going, you steal some 5 cedis. To go and buy kusiyeni meko. But if I want to eat kusiyeni meko right now, I'll eat. May your life be blessed. May you be a stable church member. Yeah. There are some people, when I see them, I know they are stable members. Some of you, when I see you, you are a visitor. Came to visit. The rice you ate, you added garri. Who did she talk about bready? Why am I? And now who did beans kakra fry? Rice and kwa. Hallelujah. And number three for the day, I'll stop at number. What's point number one?
A faithful attendee. Never forget it. What's point number two? A stable Christian. Number three. Your third row is to pay your tithe. Your third row is to pay your tithe.
I'll show you two scriptures.
Your tithe is 10%. Listen, don't be concerned about how much your tithe is.
Shall I say it again?
If you say you are going to be concerned about how much your tithe is, you will never pay tithe.
Oh, Pastor, my tithe is 2 cedis. It doesn't matter.
If you know deep down within you that your tithe is 2 cedis, bring it to God. If you can give God 2 cedis, it means you can give God 100 cedis. And it means you can give God 1,000 Ghana cedis. And it means you can give God 10,000. Do you know some people's tithe are 10,000 Ghana cedis? You know 10,000 Ghana cedis?
You understand it.
of your income. You are going to school, they gave you 5 cedis. 10% of 5 cedis is what? 50 pesos. Take it and put it down. The next day you are giving, take it. At the end of the month, gather those 50 pesos, put it in an envelope, and come and give to the Lord. You will see. Look, I started paying tithe from class 5. I can show you all my tithe cards from class 5. I have them. I have them. From class 5, I still pay tithe. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase, so that thy barns shall be filled with plenty and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Yeah. I don't know if you want to bless financially. You want to have money. This is the secret. Malachi 3 verse 10. All the scriptures about tithe, there are three. 3:10, 3:10. Proverbs 3:10. Malachi 3:10. Don't forget it. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herein, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there may not be room enough to receive it. How many of you want a blessing? You want a blessing? You want a blessing? Yeah. So when we talk about blessing, you're only thinking about money. Blessing is not only money. To be alive is a blessing. To be healthy is a blessing. Yeah. May you be blessed. Yeah. Look, where your heart is. You see, when I was raising funds for this thing, that was when I knew people's heart. Some people are looking to my face like this. They never collected any envelope. And some people give. Every Sunday I shared, they give. Where your heart is, that is where, or where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be. So if your heart is in your school, you do things at school. You recite poems at school. You dance at school. You sing at graduations. But when it's time for church, these two people, they attend the same school. They do things at school. But they've not joined any choir. They're just there. It tells you clearly that their heart is not here. Listen, anything you commit your heart to do, it tells where your treasure is. And I pray that your treasure will be here. I say your treasure will be here. And your heart will be here. Next week, God willing, I'm going to continue. Now, next week, we are doing something we call one person, one soul. One word. Everybody should try. You see, if this is your house, you will make others come. Is this place not a nice place? Yeah. Next week, we are going out massively. Everybody is supposed to bring somebody to church. Is it difficult to do that? How many of you can get a friend, one friend to sit by you? Why church? Let us build this church. Let us build this church. If you say this is your church, let's build it. To those of you who were not here yesterday, the people that came for the naming ceremony, there were not many, very small people. When we were living here, it took us two cars. Listen, two cars to carry the things people brought. The people that came for the naming, they should be less than 40 or something, 50. They should be less than 50. If you can see my car parked outside, it's full. If today you want to follow me to my house, there's no place for you to sit. It's full. Money. Soap. Oh, things. Do you know things? Yeah. People. Okay. Let's build what we have. Are you happy with this choir? Light of the world, stand up. Which one is light of the world? Light of the world. Candle in the dark. You are candle in the dark. Light of the stand up. Are you happy with this choir? Four member choir. Stand up. Join. Join them. What do you do? Sing where? Which of the choir are you in? You stop. Join. Madam, are you a first timer? Is she a newcomer? You've been coming. You sing. Or you don't sing. What do you dance? You don't do anything. What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
Yeah.
Are you happy with this choir?
You are not happy. Candle in the dark, stand up. Are you happy? Don't be proud. Don't say we there.
Why is she part of it? She's not wearing black.
Yeah. May the Lord bless you as you do something for him.
What do you do?
Dance. I didn't see you today. Why? You have retired.
Where are the people who dance? If you can dance, stand up.
Those of you who can dance, stand up.
If you can dance, stand up.
You can dance. Come and join them.
What do you do? You can't dance. You can't dance. He can't dance. What can he do? He can't learn how to play drums too. What do you do? Can you dance? Can't dance. What do you do? You can't dance. You dance. You don't dance at funeral. What do you do? What do you do?
Nothing. Everybody should find something doing.
Sit down. Boy, sit down. Find something to do.
So next week, God willing, we are going to do one member, one soul.
We are going to do what?
One member, one soul. We are going to fill this whole place. Say amen. We are going to fill this whole place. I don't know why you are not clapping. I said we are going to fill this whole place.
Next week, we are going to fill this whole place.
In Jesus' name. The place will be full.
Whose bag is that?
Eh?
Who? Which Abena?
She's now coming. We've closed. You can't come to church by this time. You go to school by this time. It's not possible. No school even had. You lock the gate. Stand to your feet. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Put your back down. Close your eyes. And lift up your hands. Reflect on what you have just heard. Reflect on what you have just heard. Pray that God will give you a better understanding. Stand to your feet. You don't understand English? After you have come to sleep and we stand to your feet, you don't want to stand up. Pray that God will give you a better understanding. To be a faithful member. To be a stable member. To be one that will pay your tithe regularly in this house. Pray. Manda Bosiba. Kabanda Baranda Balaba. Yes, 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 yes. Keba, Seba, Balado.
Pray. Don't stand there and look at me. Don't stand there and watch me. Pray. Pray.
Kalabosi Kabande. Mela Masirianda. Kabu Sakata Brakaba. Masotele Male Kabandaba. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We pray and we say, Lord, we are grateful for teaching us what you have taught us. Lord, we ask that, Lord, as we move from here, let your glory overshadow us. Let your blessing be with us from now and forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Next week, as I said, if you have brought my envelopes, come. I share some envelopes. If you have brought it, come. We will buy the screen.
When I said we'll buy chairs, didn't we buy the chairs? We bought it. When I said we were going to buy, is it not the sound you are hearing? The money I collected from you when we were in the other church, this is what we put together to buy this. We will buy screen. You will walk here one day and see that TV is. To those of you who didn't contribute to buy this thing, you are ashamed. You are ashamed. I will never ask you for money to buy speaker again.
Yeah.
I was telling somebody that we will buy this screen very soon. We will rest. They will come and buy drum. You will see things happening. But the people who give all the time, lift up your hands. Father, I commit your sons and your daughters as they have decided to give for the furtherance of the gospel. Bless them, Lord. Bless their academics. Bless their education. Bless their finances. Bless their lives. And make them better people. May you always look at the sound of these speakers. Let their blessings come. Anytime you see the screen, Lord, let their blessings come. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. God bless you. TV cost 800 Ghana cedis. Even this thing, we bought it. That's your envelope. Fabra, don't let somebody collect. We are here last week. You just decide to give. God bless you. Let somebody take your blessing. Who buy it? You now, you come to church, you'll be shy.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.